Well, as Charlie just mentioned, Iran will be top of mind for the new Congress. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, one of those lawmakers Charlie just mentioned, he was in Israel last week, where he criticized President Obama's approach to Iran and the ongoing negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Graham said Iranian nuclear ambitions are the biggest threat to the world in general, and he promised that vote on sanctions.
If Iran walks away from the table, sanctions will be reimposed. If Iran cheats regarding any deal that we enter into with the Iranians, sanctions will be reimposed. It is important to let the Iranians know that from an American point of view, sanctions are alive and well.
But meanwhile, in Iran yesterday, there was a call from the country's reform-minded president to somewhat end-run the government and instead put many issues to a vote before the people. Karim Sajapour is a leading researcher on Iran. He's with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And Karim, start there. That seemed to us like a pretty radical speech from Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, to a group of economists. He said, we're not going to prosper as long as we're monopolized by the government. And he asked for public referendums on major issues. What's going on here?
It was a very bold speech, Robin. What Hassan Rouhani has tried to do since he became president last year is to reconcile Iran's revolutionary ideology with its national interests. And I think as president, he sees that it's impossible for Iran to build a prosperous economy as long as it has an adversarial relationship with the United States and it remains isolated from the global economy. But I think these two things are going to be very difficult to reconcile. And there's a group of very powerful entrenched hardliners who stand to lose a lot if Iran becomes more integrated with the outside world politically and economically. So despite the fact that Rouhani issued a very bold speech calling for a potential popular referendum, hardliners won't accept such a popular referendum. It would be opening up a Pandora's box. Once you have a referendum on the nuclear issue, the next thing people will want is a referendum on the position of supreme leader, a referendum on, you know, why should we be supporting Hezbollah and Bashar al-Assad when we have so many economic problems at home?
Well, let's remind ourselves, let's have some context here, because we remember that the current president was elected in 2013 on this reform agenda. But in 2009, the hardliners won, and that led to those angry street protests by middle-class Iranians claiming government fraud. But they did not win then. So first of all, what does the president, what is going on in Iran that has led him to believe that he could put some of this, as you say, maybe it's not, completely real, but that he could even make this speech? What's going on?
Well, you have in Iran the kind of the paradox of a very young, urban, fairly sophisticated society governed by a much older geriatric hardline elite. So, you know, Iranian society, the bulk of which, you know, 70% of which is under 30, they really want to be part out of the outside world. And they want to put economic interests, national interests before ideological interests. And Rouhani is trying to fight against these, you know, hardline folks who want to maintain the status quo. But again, I think that it's very difficult to reconcile these two goals. And the challenge which Hassan Rouhani has is the fact that in order to reach a nuclear deal with the United States, Rouhani needs to somehow win the support of hardline forces within the Revolutionary Guards and the office of the Supreme Leader, who really oversee Iran's nuclear program. So on one hand, he wants to clip their wings. On the other hand, he needs their support in order to pass a nuclear deal.
Yeah. But what if, I mean, it sounds like it's a big what if, but what if it was put before, the nuclear question was put before the people in a referendum? We always heard in the past that even reform-minded Iranians were very had a lot of pride in their nuclear program and didn't want other people questioning it. So how would the Iranians vote if it was put before them in a referendum?
Well, Robin, if there was really an open and free discussion about this nuclear issue, I think it's an economic no-brainer for Iran to make a nuclear compromise, because the additional gains they get from having a more advanced nuclear program are negligible financially. We're talking about a fairly antiquated nuclear program which can at best provide 2% of Iran's energy needs. On the other hand, a nuclear compromise, which would somewhat limit Iran's program, the financial benefits of that can be measured in not only the tens of billions of dollars, but the hundreds of billions of dollars when we're talking about increase foreign investment, increase in Iran's oil production and exports. So for people waking up in the morning in cities like Tehran and Shiraz and Isfahan, you know, what they're worried about is their economic well-being, inflation, unemployment, cost of living. They don't think about having 2,000 centrifuges as opposed to 5,000 centrifuges. That really isn't on their mind. So I think Rouhani is confident of the fact that if there were to be a popular referendum on this issue, vast majority of Iranians would support making some nuclear compromises in exchange for economic deliverance.
She said that's probably not going to happen. But meanwhile, there are hardliners on Iran in this country as well, as we just heard, calling for bills that would reimpose sanctions against Iran. Do you think in the few seconds we have, the president of Iran's comments yesterday might give pause? I mean, these would seem to be the kinds of comments that lawmakers in the U.S. would want to support.
I think it certainly will give people in the White House pause, but I don't see it meaningfully affecting the debate in Congress. I think Congress is basically very skeptical of these talks. They feel like it was their sanctions which forced Iran to the nuclear negotiating table. Yeah. And if we don't reach a deal in the next 6 months, I think Congress is intent on passing new sanctions.
That's Karim Sajapour of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace on Iran. Karim, thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.